Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you're listening to Cleopatra Memphis Studios, and I'm your girl, Cleopatra Memphis, but you can call me Cleo. And if you're worried about finding something to do tonight, very easy. You'll find something very, very easy to do, something that I know you will enjoy, and that is Netflix in quarantine. That's right, I said it. Netflix in quarantine. So it is awesome. Some of the new releases that they recently put out. One is called Self-Made, inspired by Madam C.J. Walker. I just got through watching the first episode of that, and it was kind of feisty, if I don't say so myself. It was kind of good. Now, I'm just going to do this and critique this as a professional hairstylist, a true entrepreneur, as well as a film maker. Okay, for the punch-up, it was awesome. I think it was the friction that they actually put into the film was really, really good. It really, really kicked ass. But unfortunately, people, if you don't know the real story between Madam C.J. Walker and the woman that was her, the woman that got her started in it, she was an entrepreneur and she graduated from college. Her story wasn't as quite as spicy, her personal story, as Madam C.J. Walker, but it was still beautiful. She was the actual first self-made millionaire. And Madison C.J. Walker actually worked for her until she branched out on her own. But and she lived a very, very, very long life. She lived to be 90 years old. And she got through the Great Depression and then some. So she was hardcore and kept her business afloat. So you need to know those facts. We're going to talk a little bit more about that with our next episode of reviewing the Madam C.J. Walker series on Netflix. It is kicking butt, though. But getting back to the film itself, I love how the actresses were portrayed. I loved how they portrayed the characters that they were given with their script. It was very, very good. It was authentic. It was authentically played, as I could say. Of course, we have Miss Spencer doing her thing, Miss Oscar winner. And I thoroughly enjoyed it as a professional and as just a basic moviegoer, especially right now. We needed something to kind of get us motivated. And I actually think this is one of the best times to get motivated to start a business. And we know Black women are the number one starters of businesses in the U.S. right now. We are really, really pushing hard with these businesses. And if this doesn't motivate you, I don't know what will. And I have been in the beauty business for almost 20 years. Next year makes 20 years. And so to see something like this is definitely going to be a motivation to people who have been in my field. Of course, I'm living a second life, going into something else, and have been for a while, and I love that, whether it's communications or film, but everything coincides with each other. So getting back to that, how the characters were dressed, they look very authentic to the time, even the way they spoke, the script, just little things that came from the South, and being that I am a Southerner, it was dead on. So I'm just going to suggest you get on this movie right now. Get your Netflix account, go to your friends and say, hey, you need to watch this movie because it is on point. It's really good entertainment. It may not be exact facts of what historically happened, but it is good entertainment for right now. I don't like how some things are pit against each other, especially what we have to deal with in the Black community, the light skin versus dark skin thing. But in the end, it is still entertainment, and you have to make that judgment call for yourself in real life. and with the things that you do. So, again, enjoy the movie. And this is Cleo's movie review. And until next time, smooch it and be great.